For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. They are on 14 Mile in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. They're kind of like off of the beaten path. Like you have the downtown area, and then you go east on 14 Mile Road, and that's where you will see on the south side of the road, Impact Power Sports. You can buy a golf cart. You can buy an ATV, UTV, scooter, e-bike, motorcycle, lawnmower. You name it, they have it. Not that lawn mowing would be anything sport related, but you get the idea. Three puppy dogs. Looks like they've had a field day on the couch cover there. And they look exceptionally comfortable. We had no dogs waking me up last night, which was quite a joy. So the only times I woke up were to go pee. So it was only half as terrible. But not bad. I'll take it. I will take it. So glad you folks are here. And we've got a lot of ground to cover on the show today. There's a lot of stories that I want to get to. One of the things I want to get to is an update on that fellow who was in here yesterday, who is working tirelessly to try to get a gang of people to beat me up and, like, kill me, I guess, over the crack I made about the military is for stupid people or some shit like that, which, you know, as far as it goes for me, that's, like, one of the tamest things I could ever say. Nothing gets me more excited than when someone starts their own little campaign to go after me. Matt says, did you tell him you have cancer?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was the guy who, I forget what it was about, but he was going after it big time. And I threw out in passing something about, yeah, I haven't felt that bad since my cancer diagnosis. And he right away was like so apologetic and just killing, just falling all over himself about saying sorry. And then after he like spilled his guts, I said, you asshole, I don't have cancer. I just wanted to fuck with you. And he, fuck you. He went crazy. This guy went nuts. It was fantastic. It was one of the best. I think if you do that, though, that's not a great idea to, like, say you have cancer. If you say you have cancer, it just feels a little weird. Like, eventually you're going to say it and then you're going to get it. You know, I don't want that to happen. But that's silly. So this guy, yeah, it was on Who Are These Broadcasters? I made some crack, and he just went nuts. It was fantastic because he wrote, because you can't like get your comments seen on the screen on that show unless if you pay for it. So he pays for it and writes, I demand a retraction. I demand an apology right now, or I'm not going to give you any more dollars. So I said, no, fuck off. And then he was like on the warpath. Now, since then, he has called Carl and left a message for Carl demanding that I be fired from the podcast, which on yesterday's show, you heard it. I called Carl and he goes, I don't give a fuck. They are stupid. I can't fire somebody who doesn't have a job. And Cole says he had some good jokes in the chat yesterday, except he wasn't joking, which kind of made it funnier. So he calls Carl. I'll play you that again because it's awesome to hear. I love it. I can't get enough of that guy's message. He sounds like he's from out east a little bit. He's got that type of tone to his voice. Then he went and he went on to Reddit. You don't know this, but I'm going to share that with you in a second. He went on to the Who Are These Podcast Reddit page. And he made a post. And then the responses to it, oh, God, they did not work out for him. And then he made a second post about this. I mean, just fucking freaking out over what? A joke, a comment, a smart ass. Of course, I don't mean things when I say them. The only time that you should ever think that I'm being serious is when I say, hey, I'm serious here. I got to tell you this bad news, or, hey, I'm serious. This is how I feel about this. Okay. So that's pretty much my take. And especially on, I mean, I'm not going to do any other podcasting, but podcasting where I'm either storytelling or cracking jokes. And if I'm storytelling, that is, I'm trying to make you laugh with a story. I don't ever want to talk about serious shit. If I am going to talk about serious shit, let's say it's about Trump, I'm going to try to be funny about it. I'm going to try to say something that makes you go, oh, you fucking idiot. Ha ha. Oh, my God. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I mean, Jesus, it's a goddamn podcast. Who cares? Now, I didn't feel the need to explain that to that dumb son of a bitch because he's fucking freaking out. Oh, fuck it. Well, if that's the case, now I'm going to double, triple, quadruple down. And everyone's in on it except you, you dumb fuck. Wow. So let's recap. This was the voicemail from Dude.
Not going to be corny at all, Carl. And you can.
By the way, Carl often suggests that people call in and leave a message, you know? And maybe they'll play it on the air. Now, we will play this on Who Are These Broadcasters, because nobody ever leaves messages for our show. Carl said, I'm not leaving it. I'm not playing this on my show. I go, well, no, you shouldn't. I wouldn't either. Yoda World says, I really cannot stand the people that try to correct your behavior. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Worry about yourself, you stupid asshole. Anyway.
Not going to be corny at all.
He starts with that because Carl says, try not to be corny.
Not going to be corny at all, Carl. And you can put this on whichever show you want, WATP, Who Are These Socials, whatever. But you need to fire Eric Zane. And I mean fire him off your entire network because of what he said today about the military. And his flippant remarks, which dishonored the men and women who have died for our freedom. Okay? I usually am not a Karen. I usually am not offended easily. But given the chance to even apologize, he just basically flipped us the bird. So I'm done.
When he says us, does that mean that he was like in the army or something? Like, is he a military guy?
I'm not done with you, but I'm done with him, and I may be done with you. Uh-oh. If you don't do something about him.
Okay, that always works. I might be done with you if you don't fire someone.
This is not a threat. It's just basically...
Yes, it is. It is a threat, you stupid bastard.
I think you need to know how people feel. Thanks a lot.
No, how you feel. No one.
Bye.
No one cares, asshole. in all honesty, now I'm being serious here. I don't think people in the military are stupid. I mean, some are stupid. Like, I mean, let's take, for example, Pat Tillman. He was a fucking moron. What about like American Sniper guy, Chris Kyle? Hey, he's an idiot too. Jocko Willink, that's a dumb fuck. Marcus, what's his face? He's stupid. The asshole that killed Osama bin Laden, he's a dumb fuck. What about all of those dead people in World War II? Those are all some of the stupidest ones that have ever walked the face of the earth. And don't even get me started about how dumb all the veterans are that were in Vietnam. Can't stop there. The Revolutionary War, everybody knows that those were simple people who didn't even know how to brush their teeth. And the Spanish-American War, now those are some dumb fucks. Jesus Christ. When we invaded Grenada, the Falkland Islands, all stupid. Those are all dumb fucks. And then the Korean conflict. Now look, again, not all of them are stupid, but these ones are. In the Civil War, you had two stupid sides. I mean, those were definitely stupid people. They couldn't figure out whether they were coming or going. The Cold War, the war on drugs, those are all dumb fucks that were in those wars too. The war on terror, those guys that fought in that war. The Gulf War, Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and Desert whatever the fuck. Stupid. All dumb. The only ones that aren't dumb are like the Coast Guard. The guys who like sit around with suntan lotion on. Cole says Vietnam. Don't forget. I did. I talked about the Vietnam War. War of the Roses. Another bunch of dumb fucks. Stupid. Don't even get me started on, so the Coast Guard, they're the ones who get the beach balls, the beach ball getters, and they lay out in the sun and they ride around on boats. Those are the other ones that aren't dumb. The rest, stupid. So there, I have amended my statement. I don't think this guy is here to see it, though. These ridiculous comments that I'm making. Maureen writes, fun fact, we were on our honeymoon in Barbados when Grenada was invaded. They were doing military drills on the beach at night. We were on the last plane out before it all went down. Bob says the war on AIDS, war on women, all dumb. Very, very dumb. As I was going to say, I don't think that this fella, I think he was referred to as Duke something or other, is not here with us right now. So I think maybe he's understanding what's happening because, like I said, he went over to Reddit 2 days ago and he was looking to kick some ass, and I think he thought that the audience of that show was going to just kill me. So this is what this guy wrote, and here he is. He is a Gear Impressive 9109 on Reddit. Username Gear, G-E-A-R, and then the word Impressive. Gear Impressive 9109. No spaces. On today's Horrible As Usual, Who Are These Broadcasters show, Zane said college wrestlers and their fans are dumb and the type to join the armed forces. He's since doubled down on it. Fuck him forever. What a fucking child. And he's this person also. This is him as well, at Loco Sunny. Because he went to my YouTube channel and made this post and said, Zane called Midwestern college wrestlers and their fans dumb and the type of people that join the military. Which, it just sounds so silly that he's getting worked up about that. And I wrote, it's true. So he screenshotted that and he's like, oh, I got him now. I got him. And no one gave a fuck. This guy wrote, they are, they do. So this guy's head explodes with that. They are dumb and they do join the military. This guy writes, someone got their little feelings hurt. This one provides a link about how fucked up active service members are. So they're all like quadrupling down. They're making it worse from their standpoint. So now he hates all these people. This guy writes, the military is predatory against dumb, poor kids and promises them free college and government pensions. To go to war, you have to be pretty dumb to be in most parts of the armed forces. So, again, now this guy is losing his mind. So nobody takes up the mantle for him. This guy writes, Zane and his stupid radio voice are unbearable. I don't know what you mean. If my voice is a radio voice, I can't help you. One of our group, Venga A. Chris, I think that's Chris D., says, you need to know, everything with EZ is satire. This isn't going to be cringe of the week, though. If you listen to Zane's pod from yesterday, he even had Carl on, and they both laughed about it. It's satire. Thank you, Chris. I think that's you, isn't it? But no, this asshole's not done. He goes onto another subreddit called Dabblers Anonymous, where people who participate in audience members of Carl's shows. They have another spot online called Dabblers Anonymous. If anyone wanted an asshole to troll, I present to you Zane, who on today's WATB show called college wrestlers and their fans dumb. What a dumb thing to get worked up about. And the type to serve in the armed forces. So he does the same thing. And then everybody just kills this guy. I think that Tattleverse rebrand might catch on. Oh, God, this person, who gives a shit? Troll him yourself and stop outsourcing. This guy writes, this is gay. This guy wrote, I forgot that wrestlers are geniuses and they never serve in the military. More importantly, who cares? Serves you right for listening /watching WATB. Who's Zane? Someone adds a link to my show. I didn't know Carl introduced his hack ass. He's a radio guy or something. Carl thinks any old white dude is funny. Oh, this is so great. Who cares? Are you one of those dumb types of people? Yeah, this just blew up like a hand grenade held onto too long by a dumb military guy's face. Oh, my God. This person wrote, time stamped if interested. Blatt's response is pretty humorous. You could tell he was caught off by guard by what Zane said and immediately distanced himself from it. Absolutely. And that's always the goal, you know? I'm always trying to make Christian uncomfortable. Matt says, what an overreacting pussy. It's not like he got a monkey toy at school. Jeremy says this is 100% either Tophus or Kennel. I don't know who Kennel is. You mean Kenny? No, it's not. It's not. You heard the guy's voice. It didn't sound like Tophus. So this is the moment in question that happened on the show. I don't even recall. I just know that he got pissed off.
The orange. Yeah. Like, he's the one who's allowed to be excited. Yep. He had this big upset, you know?
This place is all, it's just full of... these are the type of people who, like, go in the army.
I mean, I have no problem with people who enlist, but you're saying,
but they're usually fairly dumb.
That's Eric Zane, and I don't know anything about what he just said. So, what were you saying about the army, Eric?
Let's see. DeWired writes, these men put fear in women. I believe that.
That's probably true. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So I have a different point of view of our men and women, mostly men in uniform, but that's all right. Eric has his approach. So you've got the forum here.
Yeah. Yeah. Hamilton gives us $2 Canadian, says Easy prefers sensible, manly sports like ice dancing.
Yeah. Well, that at least the scoring.
So I guess Trump was there for this thing, right?
Well, that was kind of my favorite part of this is we're trading messages because you had sent me this. And I said, I didn't actually see this clip. I just saw the story where they talked about how the guy who won, the guy who did the upset.
Okay. Bouncing ahead. We're playing another clip. And this is when that guy who's been in the center of all that, I don't know his fucking name. The Duke of the Dabbleverse. He calls himself Duke something or other here. He pays the $2 or whatever the fuck to get his... It's like Foghorn Leghorn when the TNT blows up.
So that's his already decimated bird
this
corpse.
Is when he,
right,
this is when
he's
I put
shed
his
skin
yeah,
right his, there. Well, happy opening day to everyone. As I mentioned earlier, you are a...
Okay. This is him. Last super chat, unless you retract, Easy. He's like holding me for $2. Look, if you're going to get me to apologize, you dumb fuck, it's going to have to be $200,000.
Able to go to last super chat unless you retract, Easy. Duke of the Delusional doesn't appreciate what you said.
Retract my penis?
Your comments about, no. Please leave your penis where it is. Your comments about our men and women who have served. Now, I know you were trying to have
this
fun.
This isn't one of those gay, you can make fun of everything except something that offends me moments. Is that what this is?
I don't know. I was offended for Duke of Delusional. And we could work something out where I take all super chats from here on.
No. The great Tom Segura said, you never retract. You never take back. You double down. You triple down. That's what I was always taught.
All right. So Easy thinks he's Tom Segura, which is great. So we have, sorry about that, Duke of the Delusional. I thank you and everyone you know for any service you may or may not have done. So I was talking about how you can leave.
So that's it. That put this guy into a 3-day tizzy.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wow. I love these moments. It makes me so happy when this happens. Yoda World says, if you don't beg for his forgiveness, you won't get another $2 a month every now and then. My God. Megan is here. Her sweet mom is a veteran of the Air Force. I love her so much. Of course, not all military people are dummies. It was a stupid comment intended to be hysterical, which everything I say is. So it worked. All right. Megan says, has Tofus been around lately? No. He got into a fight with Chris Perry in Buffalo. More on that in a second. Matt says, this guy served in the assault and battery battalion. Maureen says, can you imagine not having anything more important going on in your life than to get all upset about a joke on a podcast? He adds, careful, Maureen. I remember some people being pretty upset with the sponsor's dog training suggestions. And then Maureen says, LOL, Matt, that was not a joke, though. Megan says, suggestions, it was an admission. Cole says, I don't know, Duke is kind of proving your point. Yeah, he's too dumb to know what is reality and what is not. Alan says, I am the son of a veteran, and I wrestled for 13 years, and I can confirm everything Easy said. So shut up, Duke Butthurt. Alan has been doing an outstanding job, by the way, in sending along clips for Who Are These Free Beers. I appreciate that very much. All right, I think that's it that I have for that. The guy, obviously, is extremely wound up and is probably pretty pissed off that, you know, what he thought was going to be a target-rich environment. Say, hey, you won't believe what he said. No one gives a shit. They're indifferent. That's not a big enough of an attack. First of all, when it comes to me in the Who Are These podcast universe, I'm small potatoes. You know, Carl has like three or four shows, and the one that people care about the least is mine and Christian's. And that's totally cool. We don't care. We just love doing it, you know? It's a good time. It's worth it for the fun alone. And now that I've gotten a whole week's worth of mileage out of this dumb cocksucker, makes it just that much more fantastic. Really, really great. I cannot believe that guy got that worked up. Who wants to see a fantastic bit of video from a tornado that ripped through Gary, Indiana, which is just like 3 hours away from here. And I didn't even know that there was terrible weather in that part of the U.S. that ripped through recently. But the family in their backyard, you see they got the shed, they got the trampoline, they got the dog kennel with the pooch in it. Looks to be a pretty nice setup. And the tornado destroys all of this a handful of seconds before the kid and the dad come out and rescue the dog. The noise is a little annoying from the Ring cam because the microphone is inundated with the sound of the wind shear as this tornado packing 110-mile-an-hour winds is going to hit and destroy everything that you see and would absolutely have thrown that dog as Howings would say, throw it forever. Thank God that the kid came out. Look at this dog. This dog is like, let me in, fucker. Looks to be a Staffordshire Terrier, formerly known as a pit bull. Can you watch how dramatically this changes as the wind starts to pick up even more? Sorry, guys, I'm going to turn the sound down, at least for a little bit, and then as it picks up, that's the actual thing. Shit! Oh my God! Everything's all fucked up now. Anchored to the ground. Whoa. That is that's a good deal that they got in there and got the hell out. They you know, kept a tragedy from happening. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if something bad happened to one of the dogs. You know, how we are around here with our dogs. Jeremy says, nice lawn. I think you know, being that winter just finished, maybe they're going to, maybe it's a fixer up project. Gary is literally the butthole of the U.S. Yeah, it's not pretty. Like this family here, they were probably the wealthiest people in Gary, Indiana, because they had a shed. My God. I have another dog story that's been bubbling under that I haven't really gotten to. I've mentioned it here and there because it kind of hits close to home. Now, our beloved Maureen has been, she has a volunteer position where she's able to like bang on doors of people who have dogs and they're like, you know, a big chain around their neck tied to a cinder block in the backyard. And she has to like navigate, this scenario where, hey, can we take care of your dog for you or get it into foster care? She's trying to get people to surrender their dogs who cannot care for them. All right. Now, I don't know if there's any truth to this. I can't say for sure, but, there may have been moments in time that a dog that was in that bad setting mysteriously disappeared to get the dog that was not being cared for in the hands of people that will care for it. Almost like a clandestine maneuver. That may happen. And I don't know. I'm not saying who actually is doing that maneuver. It's just by coincidence that I happen to be talking about it in the same breath as describing some of the normal legal efforts that Maureen does. Purely coincidental. A veteran in... not a veteran. Oh, that's hilarious. A veterinarian... in the Flint area of Michigan, which happens to be the area that Maureen happens to go. I understand it that people in Flint are known for these types of things. Being poor, ugly, lifespan of about 40 years. They drink leaded water. They don't work, and they do not take care of their animals. Unemployment, as of today, is at 100% in Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan makes Gary, Indiana look like Beverly Hills, California. It's so bad. Well, some veterinarian noticed that there was a dog chained to a fucking U-Haul. And it was, you know, its tail was down. It's sad. It's starving. It see his ribs. He's thirsty. It fucking got fleas. All fucked up. She went in and took the dog to get it some care. And the homeless fuck who owned the dog, he called the cops. And they tracked it down, and they figured out that the veterinarian had taken the dog. Well, there's an update here, and this is actually old. The case might even be resolved now. I don't think so, because they offered to take a plea bargain. Like the prosecutor said, hey, we're going to take a plea bargain from you. Go ahead and admit guilt. And she said, fuck you. I'm not admitting guilt. I'm not doing that shit. So this is that story.
This is exactly what Amanda Hergenreiter tried to avoid, says her attorney.
She called the police and said, I don't want to go to jail for stealing someone's dog.
Hi, yes. I'm calling to report a dog that has inadequate shelter.
Hergenreiter had spotted this elderly pit bull mix who's around 16 years old, alone, tied to a U-Haul truck on Eastern near 28th.
An empty food and water dish.
Okay.
He's skinny.
I didn't realize how local this is. I thought it was in Flint. Well, all that shit still applies.
He looks terrible.
The veterinarian who has a practice near Flint.
There you go. That's the Flint connection. Sorry.
Was heading home in early November after a conference in Grand Rapids.
If I did take this dog and say it comes back to me, I mean, what kind of trouble can I get in?
I mean, if I were to give you any advice or anything like that, which I technically can't, I would state the neglect the dog is in and that you thought it was abandoned.
Hergenreiter acknowledges workers at a nearby Bigby said they thought the dog belonged to a man who's homeless, but the vet took him with her anyway, later treating him for a severe UTI, removing
a rotten
tooth, and naming him Bigby.
To me, it's a crime.
Oh, fuck you.
The problem, Bigby already has a name, Vinny, and its longtime owner, Chris.
So the dog had a terrible UTI. You saw the dog straining to pee. Thank God they got that taken care of, and then they extracted the old tooth.
Hamilton wants him back.
You know?
That dog would have died if it wasn't for this woman, you sick son of a bitch.
We loved each other. I mean, I felt like the lost part of my body after that.
Well, too bad.
Hamilton
fuck off.
Said he had left Vinny to...
I am sick and tired of homeless people trying to get what we have. You're homeless for a fucking reason. You don't get dogs, you dumb dick. You can't even take care of your asshole.
Walk to a gas station, and reports from Kent County Animal Control show he has repeatedly been cleared of any neglect or abuse, despite prior complaints like the caller who spotted Vinny loose last July.
Kent County Animal Control.
I'm calling about a dog. He is limping. It looks like he's starving, and he can barely walk.
What is going on here? I rescued this dog. I put over $3,000 in medical treatment into this dog. And now I'm supposed to just hand him back over to go back to these conditions?
No. Fuck
you
that.
You spoke with your attorneys regarding that offer?
Yes.
Okay. And it's your intention to go to jury selection?
Correct, yeah.
Wow. She's saying, I want this to go to a jury trial. That is awesome. Yeah, she needs more support. We need to stop kissing the ass of homeless assholes who do this shit. I am so sick of this shit. God damn. Chris says he's probably a homeless veteran. By the way, we should point out that Chris was in the Army, you know? Or some type of the military, I don't know. Aram says, get Sheriff Swanson to intervene and straighten things out over there. No, he's too busy riding his exercise bike and telling people that they're and trying to give inspirational messages. Besides, it's out of his jurisdiction. He's in Flint, and this happened in Grand Rapids. David says, speaking of homeless assholes, check the email I sent you. I got it. I'm going to get to it. If you'd fucking be patient, you stupid cock. God damn. Yoda World says she messed up by saying if I were to, should have reframed it as my friend did this, what is going to happen to them? I guess this story was just coming in the left earbud. I don't know why. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It'll sound fine on the audio podcast. But if you were listening to the audio podcast, you got to take a look at this. There is nothing worse than a dog being neglected like that. God damn it. Branjo is here and says, hey, you never check out my stories that I've emailed. Keep doing it. Keep sending the stories. I do check them all out, but not all stories make the show. What was yours? What was the one that you thought should have been talked about? Because there, you know, I don't want anybody to send a story and think that it 100% is getting talked about. I have to read it, figure out where I can go with this. Branjo says a robbery with a snake. Actually, that was a good story. That one just slipped through the cracks. Can you resend that? Maybe I could relook at it or just kind of search for it. Robbery with a snake. Robbery snake. Yeah, there it is. There it is from Josh. I appreciate that very much. You sent it on Tuesday, March 18th, and I absolutely did miss it, but I'm going to write it down to get to that. That's a good reminder, and I can put it in on today's Patreon because I'm already set up with what I'm talking about on the show for today, but thank you for the reminder. Josh Story Snake. Okay, I got you. It takes a village. And I don't know, like, to the letter of the law, what can be done here. And my gut tells me that this veterinarian is going to have to give this dog back to this asshole who doesn't know even how to maintain his own body, let alone a dog. It should be a law that if you cannot adequately care for the dog, that you don't get a dog. There's a lot that goes into having a dog. You can't just not get fucking medical care for it. Maureen says, I think a jury will find her not guilty, though. Yeah, you're right. You never know what you're going to get with a jury. And at the end of the day, he's a homeless dirtbag who wants to jeopardize the life of that dog. That dog's life is 100% worth more than that loser's life, okay? That dog can make people happy. This piece of shit cannot make people happy. No one wants to pet that old man. Matt says she should adopt the homeless guy too. Yeah, and then chain him outside. That's where that fucker belongs. Fuck that. I have lost all patience. When it comes to things like this, I'm not going there. So I am painting with a broad brush here. Maureen says he neglected that dog. That should charge him. They should charge him with the crime. I'll bet you they could. There was just a family I saw that, God, what was the story? Some of you may have seen it. If you did see a link, grab it and send it my way. It was somewhere in Michigan where you had a family that their religious beliefs did not allow any medical intervention. One of those fucking idiots. And so the mom gives birth to the baby at home with one of those fucking hippie midwives or whatever, a doula or whatever the fuck it is. And of course, there's a problem. And so the child needed medical care immediately. And they said, well, no. Our religious beliefs prevent us from seeing doctors. So that's that. And then the kid croaked. And Then they were charged with murder, the mom and the dad. And they were just convicted yesterday of murder. Now, the only thing that should happen next is they shoot those two in the fucking face and throw them in the ground. That's what needs to happen next. My God. Yeah. That's, I guess, it. That's the story. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.